Hello, you are listening to the Embrace the Possible podcast, where you will learn how to release your untapped potential. This is Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting Services. We want to welcome you to the last show of our first season. This is our fifth show, and today we're talking to Samantha Summers. I need people to understand anything you're doing, it's going to look scary. Approach it in chunks because it is achievable. And I think Samantha's a testament to that.
Little bites at a time. Mm-hmm. And so there were times that we took a step back. We would go forward. We take a step back as Samantha needed. And so it worked wonderfully. But as we were building your financial profile to go from being an employee to a business owner, like you said earlier, it's rather scary because this is, you are feeding yourself. Is it safe to say you haven't starved?
I have not starved. I have not. I've been doing good. So, I mean, kudos. Yeah, I think that was the scariest part just because you don't know. Mm-hmm. But I will say what you guys have taught me has allowed for me to not only be better financially when it comes to my business, mm-hmm. but with my personal finances. Mm-hmm. And I think something that's one thing I don't know a lot of people, if they don't realize, when you start this process as an entrepreneur, this is not a job. This is your life. And so a lot of what I learned from you guys is not only for my business, it's definitely also in personal. So, mm-hmm. you know, you take those foundational tips that you give and you execute them at other places too. So no, the budget, yeah, it still scares me, but you boss up.
Right.
Ooh, boss up.
I like that.
We're going to have to steal that from you. Can we?
Yes,
can we steal that from you? That's a whole other level up. When they say level up.
Right. Level up.
Level up. We're talking about boss up now, right? So I like that. For all you people, podcast listeners out there, boss up, y'all.
Boss up. Ooh.
Right? Look at that. Yeah.
Hey, that's it. Be season two.
Boss up.
I like that.
Yes. We'll give you credit.
Okay, right.
We'll give you credit.
Thank you.
So going through the finances and strategically making sure that we were spending the right amount of time and money, because we talked about resources, right? And resources could be your time and your money. Mm-hmm. They're both, right? Or people, it could be anything that's moving your business. But for the money part of the events, you were able to graduate from being the employee to the boss, and you're still open for business.
Yeah.
Right? We got through COVID.
Yeah, we made it through COVID. And COVID to me wasn't even the biggest hurdle. To me, I think the biggest hurdle, and we celebrated, was like being able to take off and take a vacation.
Yeah.
That is when I kind of knew that it was like, oh, this is what I do. Like, that's I'm taking a vacation. I'm not stressed.
Well, you have to give them some background.
Yeah, give them some background on it. Come on.
On your vacation. I'm not taking days off.
First vacation, maybe having one like 6 months into being in business. And I think I had just been talking about it. And I was like, I'm taking a vacation, y'all. And you're like, what? You taking a vacation? I'm like, yeah. And I took me some days off. I wasn't stressed. I wasn't like, I just took the days off. I just closed the book up. And
why were you stressed beforehand?
Because and even now I get to this point, because, and Joanna will tell you, work-life balance is a thing. I did not have any. Mm-hmm. I put my 100% in it. And I feel like any entrepreneur is going to put 100% in.
Right.
But you forget to take care of yourself. And that was something that you guys were like, no, you got to do it. Look at the numbers. Do the numbers work. And the numbers work. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I was scared because I didn't want to, almost like a parent with a child, I didn't want to let go because it's like, this is my baby. This is
right.
Like, do I really need a vacation?
And your baby survived.
Yes, it did. It survived. And the people missed me and
they were ready.
You know, sometimes you gotta let them miss you a little bit. So
with that, I'm gonna take a moment here. That's a testament to your craft. And that's a testament to what you provide. Earlier, you're talking about what you wanted. I want to provide this unique experience when you come into my shop. This is what I give you. You do that. I am a client, but not saying it just because I helped you out. But seriously, you give people that. And when you put that type of time and energy into your business, people respect that. So they can't go any, I can go anywhere else and get a nail service, but I'm not going to get your energy. I'm not going to get your time and your talent and what you bring to your craft. Everybody got, anyone can do nails that's interested in it.
Right.
But there's certain special magic. I think that's how you frame it on your website. It's a magic to what you do and how you do it. That magic lets you take vacations. That magic lets you do all these wonderful things. However, if you don't give the magic a break, like Joanna was saying, it's going to go. It's going to get tired.
Yeah, you're giving of yourself so much. That when you come back, your dice are refreshed.
Yeah, you're refreshed. Right. You have more creative ideas. You're ready, and you miss it. And that's something I think too. I struggle with, and you know, is being able to take the time off. And I love taking the time off because it makes me miss it. It makes me. Mm-hmm. It also makes me more hungry for what's next. What I got in store?
What is next? I'm gonna just put you on the
spot before we say. We'll take a pause. We will take a pause and let Samantha think about that. And we will get back to you shortly with that answer.
This is, yes.
Yeah.
It was the movement with it.
Yes, you can't see that. So you have been listening to Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting and Coaching. And you've been listening to Envision the Possible podcast. We will come back very shortly. Business owners, have you ever thought of owning your own business but didn't know how to get started? Or are you a new business owner experiencing early startup growing pains? Do you want to transform your business to go to the next level? ICE Consulting and Coaching can help you through these growing pains. We encourage you to take advantage of over 45 years of knowledge, training, and experience. We will take you through a proven results-oriented three-phase approach. Phase one is where you will identify your strengths, business development gaps, and opportunities. Phase two is where you will commit to a strategy, a plan of action tailored to you and your business. Phase three is where you will excel in transformational success. Visit our website at iceconsultingservices.com and sign up for a free consultation and a pre-assessment today.
Did you know 42% of business startups fail because their product or service is not needed in the market? 22% of small businesses fail from poor planning. Only 40% of startups become profitable. Entrepreneurs, if you want to be on the positive side of these statistics, you need to tune into our podcast, Embrace the Possible. It is a new podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs, new and seasoned, build and sustain their future vision. If this sounds like you, join ICE Consulting and Coaching on this journey. With over 45 years of hands-on experience and training in business development, we will ensure you are on the positive side of these statistics. Tune into our podcast Wednesdays bi-weekly at 9 a.m. to be future ready. Welcome back, podcast listeners, and thank you for staying with us. Again, we are interviewing Samantha Summers. And before the break, we asked her a question, and we are everly so waiting to hear the answer, but I will repeat it if you need me to.
I'd say repeat it for our listeners.
For the people. Yes.
For the people.
For the people.
For the people. Okay. So the question was, so what is next for Glitterati Nails and Body by Glitterati? Since we bossed up.
Yeah. So For Body by Glitterati, we actually just launched our spring collection, which is entitled Garden of Glitterati. We have launched...
I feel like music should be playing in the back.
It should be. cute music. So we have launched two new scents. The first one is a pink lemonade, and the second one is a mango martini.
Which is very good, by the way.
Yes.
I have that.
Yes. They come in a sugar scrub, a body glaze. I will be expanding our bath salts into the core collection. So just building on that spring collection, I'll probably add a few more scents, and then we'll kind of breeze into our summer, go back to the wind down collection, which is kind of all of our cocktail themed body bath essentials. So everything that I use for Body by Glitterati, I use in shop at Glitterati Nail Lounge. And that's actually kind of where it transpired, as you both know, but they don't. I wanted to be able to use my own products in store for people to take home also. So you get a whole realm of experience.
And it's all natural.
Yes,
right?
All natural. All natural. Everything is all natural. It's, what's the word you use?
No chemical.
Yeah, no chemical. Thank you.
Environmentally friendly.
Yes. And then so also, I, as you guys touched on earlier, I do luxury press-on nails designs by Glitterati. I will be going and revamping that, adding more of those custom press-ons to the site. I'm going to be adding that as an option for clients to do that in store. I know people don't, right now, they don't want to, you know, sit around and get their nails done. So you can take that experience home.
Agreed. We talked about how precious time is.
Yeah, right. It's so precious. You can, and you can pop them off and put them on tomorrow if you also want to. So yeah, they're reusable. So
awesome.
Building on that, I think one of the biggest things too that we've been talking about for Glitterati Nails is that I will be doing classes.
Yes.
Kind of
for those that want to be that are hope I'm thinking that are kind of as talented as you and want to go in that route, right?
Yes.
Because I know I couldn't say I just don't have your talent.
I could be in there for comedy.
Right?
Nothing else.
I will add comedy.
So that is the biggest, I think, development for Glitterati Nails is adding classes. Information will be out on that soon. Still waiting to perfect some things, work out some kinks, and then hopefully, you know, with
We did not train you like that.
No.
Let's get focused.
I was just going to try to move up my 3 to 5
years. Yeah.
No, but we're not saying it. We're not going to
give them like a hopefully in a year.
Boss, no. Remember we just said, you just said boss up.
No stopping.
She meant repeat. She meant repeat, girl.
They started yelling at me on tape.
let me help you out.
Yes.
So, repeat. Samantha, you used the word hopefully. And we talked about in previous episodes the power of the spoken word. And we've already written this out. So what's happening again for body?
Okay,
What's happening for body?
So this is a testament to the people that sometimes you do use those wrong words.
Yes. It's a work in progress.
Yes, a work in process.
And your coaches are here to help.
Yes. So I will be expanding Glitterati Nail Lounge to offer more services from other qualified licensed technicians. So that's going to be, I think between the classes and the expansion of growing bigger, those are going to be the best parts.
I agree.
I like that.
I agree. I think, I think the world needs to see more of Samantha.
Absolutely. Yes. And they need more of your vibe. Because after a hard day of work, I like coming.
Yeah. I'm lit.
Yes. Very relaxing, comforting vibe. Yes, and I like because it's just me there.
Yeah.
So. I think earlier as we were talking, we said anybody can do nails. Anybody could possibly try to do nails. I don't think anybody can do nails because I mean, at least for me as a client of Get Doing Nails, I am extremely anal retentive and picky.
Yes, Lord.
Right? And so it's you get difficult clients, and Samantha, I mean, she's been able to handle Cree, she's been able to handle me. she's been, and we love going to this atmosphere that she's been able to create. So we got to say, we're thankful that you have your own shop.
We are.
We're thankful.
We didn't like sharing with
the other
people.
Yes, and I think more of you is a good thing.
Yeah.
And so we will strategically keep moving forward and building out that roadmap to the 3 and 5 year plan.
Yes.
And so we're very excited. Are you excited?
I am. I'm excited. I'm excited to see what's going to come first. It's not about what's going to happen. We know what's going to happen. We just don't know which one we're going to do first.
There we go.
So that's exciting.
And financially moving forward, which was your biggest concern, is that a concern at all?
No. I mean, you know, some days I still feel like I'm in a rap video and I just want to, you know, want a bow bag, but...
She wants to roll out in her in her Beamer.
Yeah, just, you know, extra for guac. I got it.
Yes.
I don't even eat avocados, but I got it, okay? What's that extra for chicken? Please.
Yes, she got it.
What advice do you have for that entrepreneur that's coming up, hasn't started, was in your place about 2 years ago, waiting to get the keys to go into the door? That's one piece of the question. The second piece, for the entrepreneur that's in your shoes right now, you've been in it for about 2 years and you're looking to move forward and go, what's next? What advice do you have for the entrepreneur striving and one in your current position?
I think for the striving one, go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, when I say go for it, like Joanna was talking about bungee jumping, go for it. Jump off that cliff, go head first, and put your all into it. Like, don't look back. Don't look to the side. And I tell people this all the time. There are going to be people close to you who are going to be like, oh, you can't do that. And a lot of entrepreneurs say that. Don't listen to them. Go for it. Make it so personal that the only person who you're going to offend by not doing it is yourself. Like, it's so personal. So just go for it.
Nice.
And for the ones who are in it, go harder. Mm-hmm. You already went for it. We're as entrepreneurs, we're already knee deep in it. We're in our groove. But you got to sometimes wake up and go harder. Go hard or go home. Like, seriously. And it's some days that I feel like I've gotten so comfortable. And then I tell myself, you got to go harder because you can't settle right here. It's more to come. It's more to happen. Trust me, you got an idea deep down in there that you may be questioning. Do it. It's going to happen. Either it's going to work out or it's not. But you went for it. So just go harder. I mean, it's really only two ways to do it. So, yeah.
I like that.
That is the absolute best parting words that I think we could get. And closing out our season.
Absolutely. This is awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking out your time. We do not take it lightly that you have taken out your time and sat here with us and allowed us to interview you. So we appreciate your time and we thank you generously. We thank you.
From our heart.
Yes.
Not from the other side.
I'm giving her a scathing look.
Love you guys.
I tell people all the time, I honestly could not have reached this without you. Yes, I could have, but with you guys, it made it so much easier and way more fun. so thank you guys.
We are so proud of you.
We look at it as God gave us a gift. We are his vessels, and it is our job to bless his sheep. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, definitely help the girl out. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you. We want to make sure that our listeners know where to find you, Samantha. So where can they find you?
You can find me at www.glitteratinails.com. Glitterati is G-L-I TTERATI Nails. I'm also on Instagram at Glitterati_nails. I'm on Facebook too, glitteratinails.nails. You can find me there. If you are in the DMV area, I'm located at Phoenix Salon Suites at Rhode Island Avenue Station. So yeah, perfect. I don't take walk-ins, but if you go on the website, I'm sure you can get a same day appointment.
I'm
trying to be nice. Some days you can.
Not all.
Not all the time.
Because she busy.
She is booked. She's on high demand. But yes, go out and find her, y'all. Look her up. Go get your nails done. You could also order right online for Body by Glitterati.
And her contact information is actually on our website as well.
Yes.
You have been listening to the Embrace the Possible podcast with Lucretia Williams and Joanna Seda from ICE Consulting and Coaching. You can find the podcast on all major platforms, Elite Conversations, Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and SoundCloud. And again, as Joanna said earlier, thank you for trusting us with your time today. And thank you for making this a great first season. And we look forward to coming back to you and helping you release your untapped potential.